Hello.
Hello.
Yes, good
Yeah.
evening. My name is Tony. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research, a national public opinion research firm, and I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and state and local communities. Can I speak with Brandon Guerra, please?
Yeah, I'm Brandon.
All right. All right, so then, just for qualification purpose for the survey, let me open this up. In which of the following states are you registered to vote? Would you say Arizona, California, Georgia, Illinois, Maryland, Michigan, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, or Wisconsin, or another state?
New York.
New
What?
York?
What?
Okay.
What? Yeah. What? What is this for again?
Okay, this survey is about Hispanics in America. About different immigration laws that the president wants to pass, and they just want to know your opinion, sir.
Okay.
Okay. Now, what racial or ethnic group do you identify with most?
Black. African American.
African American. Okay. And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin or descent?
Yeah, I'm Puerto Rican.
Okay, no problem, sir. All right, sir, and just for qualification purpose for the survey, what year were you born?
2001.
Okay. Okay, now I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? We'll probably vote. Are the chances 50-50, or you don't think we'll vote?
I'm almost certain to vote.
Almost certain. All right, sir, if you have to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now? Just in a few words.
Probably just racism amongst like everybody. It all
okay, racism? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, racism, okay. All right, sir, now thinking back to 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump, or like many people, did you skip that one?
I voted for Biden.
Joe Biden, okay. All right, sir, and thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
I'm not sure yet.
All right, not sure. All right, sir. Well, if the election were held today and you had to decide right now, okay, would you lean towards voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden? Who would you lean towards this time?
The independent.
Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right, sir. And some people feel more certain, about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely are you to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100, which 0 means that, there's no chance that you will vote for them. 100 means that you would definitely vote for them. The first one will be Joe Biden from 0 to 100.
I don't know. 30?
30. Okay. What about Donald Trump?
0.
0. All right. Gotcha. All right, sir. And in thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for a Democratic candidate or that Republican candidate in your district?
Uh, Probably Democratic. I'm not really sure.
Okay, Democratic. All right. All right, sir, now if the election for U.S. Senate were held today and you'll be voting for Democrat, Kirsten Gillibrand or Republican Mike Sapercone?
I don't really know. I'm not really that informed with, like, who they are. I don't know.
All right, sir. Well, you know,
But how much longer can I cook them down?
Well, we're almost towards the halfway, you know, but it's very, very going, you know, very, it goes fast real quick. So maybe 5 minutes of your time? And we should be done with this survey. Okay? All right, sir, if the election were held today, which candidate would you lean, you know, at this time? Kirsten Gillibrand or Republican Mike Sapercone?
I don't know who they are. I'm not educated enough to try to answer these questions.
Okay, no question, no problem. So we'll move to the next. And who do you trust more when it comes to issues of immigration? Would that be Donald Trump and the Republican Party or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party?
Neither, really. I don't know. I really don't want to do the survey anymore, to be honest.
Okay, no problem, sir. That's no problem. Thank you very much for your time. Okay, you have a great evening.
All right, no problem. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Yeah.